All right, making history this morning here on the award-winning For the People. That's right. It's been a long time since we've had human bodies in the studio with me doing interviews for the people, and I am so pleased that it is with my venerable co-worker, Richard Celestin, who has bailed me out of so many problems, and all of my coworkers and the company itself out of some as our IT professional. I'm so pleased also to have back on the air with me Michael Forbes and Jesse Baker, president and co-chair, respectively, of the 100 Black Men of Stamford. They've got a lot to talk about this morning. We're going to pick up the conversation right after this message. We keep telling you there's always something wild going on at Connecticut's only zoo. Connecticut's Beardsley Zoo is inviting the community to celebrate Earth Day at its annual Party for the Planet, a lively day of wildlife, conservation, and environmental learning. It's happening on Saturday, April 25th. This coming Saturday from 9 to 3, guests can explore interactive activities, meet community partners, and discover simple ways to make a significant difference for the planet. The event and activities are free with zoo admission and reflect Connecticut's Beardsley Zoo's ongoing commitment to conservation, sustainability, and education. If you'd like more information, a schedule of activities, and zoo tickets, you can go to beardsleyzoo.org. All right, let's get into the conversation. Richard, since you're closest, let's start with you. How did you hear about 100 Black Men of Stamford, and why was this the organization that aroused your inspiration to be involved?
Yeah, so the way I heard about the 100 Black Men of Stamford was actually through our president, Jesse Baker. One day through a contact of mine, he came, we had a conversation, we had a little project that we were working on, and, you know, through that, he showed me the organization that he's a part of, which was, again, the 100 Black Men of Stamford. And one thing that kind of caught my eye was the message is what they see is what they'll be, right? And that kind of made it clear to me that this is an organization I want to be a part of because of the, first of all, the representation. There's not a lot of representation in Fairfield County when it comes to Black men and helping the community out. And that was something, you know, all the works that they were doing in the past, I wanted to be a part of something that would help out the community.
Great. Jesse, how about you? You'll be serving as president, and then our other guest, Michael, will be stepping into the lead role at some point before next year, right?
Hi, John. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for the introduction. So just to kind of piggyback on what Richard was stating, the 100 Black Men of Stamford, it's an organization that's been in Stamford for about 30 years, but it's actually a small piece in a larger picture, if you will, of the 100 Black Men of America. 100 Black Men of America was established in the 1960s with great luminaries in New York, Jackie Robinson, David Dinkins, a couple of other people. But the idea is simple. Let's identify 100 people in major cities that are willing to do things to do good in their communities. And there are four major pillars that we focus on. One is on economic development and empowerment, helping people build businesses. Second is on education, helping high school kids get to that next level, whether it's being a trade school or if it's college. We want them to be active and participating members in the community. To do that, let's get their education path stabilized. Third is health and wellness. To get there, we got to be healthy. To get there, we got to know our bodies. We got to know our medical facilities. We got to know our hospitals. We got to be active with our health. So that's what we focus on as well. Mm-hmm. And then lastly is on mentorship. Richard hit the nail on the head, right? What they see is what they'll be. What a young kid will see is what they will be. And if we portray these types of principles, then they will espouse those types of principles.
Now, how long have you been part of the organization?
I've been part of the Stamford organization for almost 20 years now. And I've been president for the last 3 years.
And did you come to or develop a career or expertise or a specific affinity to one of the four pillars that, you know, really helps you drive that particular one of the four a little bit harder?
So for me, I'm always looking to the future, and I want my future and my future of my friends and my family and others around me to be bright as well. So for me, mentorship is kind of always rung true. As, I want to find as many opportunities for the next generation as I can and help them on that path there too.
Very good. Thank you. So pull up the mic there, Michael, and let's hear about your background and what brought you to the organization.
Yeah, so my background is within computer networking and cybersecurity. So the way I started with the 100 was I was at a crossroads within my career. I was currently, at that time actually, was looking for ways to not only build up my career, but also to mentor and give back. And the 100 Black Men was something that came to me through a mutual connection of my wife, and I had a meeting with the gentleman, and he was able to provide me with information regarding mentoring and the pillars that the 100 represents. And I saw a way of me being able to plug in with my skills and talents, and also looking at myself as a young person within high school and trying to see if, you know, how I, as that young person, could benefit from getting someone who is in a career, how someone who would be able to show me the ropes. And that was some of the things that I try to give back within the 100, which is through my talents, through my career and in technology. And also that's one of the things that leads to us being a part of STEMFest, being able to produce this as a offering to the community.
So you're when we're talking about STEMFest, you're really bringing almost the entire package of your life to bear for the young people that come to this event. Let's talk a little bit, because we're going to spend a few minutes digging in deep onto STEMFest. What are a couple of the other ways that 100 Black Men of Stanford give back to the community? I think I saw something about scholarships.
Yes. So we provide scholarships on a yearly basis to students within college who are going to college or currently within college. And it's one of the major fundraisers that we have with just through our golf tournament, which is something we've done in the past, as well as this year we're going to be doing an awards dinner that'll be happening in September. So it allows us as an organization to raise money for worthy students who, you know, have shown great scholastic achievement, you know, both with, you know, their learning in college and keeping up their GPA. Mm-hmm. It's something that we've been doing for several years, and it's something that we have on our website that allows the community to see how they could qualify.
Excellent. Jesse, I see there is some sort of a Build the Business Forum that's on your schedule, and that really kind of fits into the box of economic development, which is one of the four pillars you mentioned a little bit earlier.
I'd say right behind STEMFest, this is something else we're getting really excited about. It's the first time we're launching this, but it's a blueprint for your business. And what we find is a lot of small business owners are struggling with just, you know, the mechanics of the finances, the paperwork, and what they need to do to keep everything in a really good framework. And then what happens generally is they get to a position of an opportunity where a bank or either a contractor says, okay, we need to see these particular financials. And in order for them to grow, they need to produce these materials. And 9 times out of 10, they go, oh, I don't have this, you know, or I'm working through this. So what we're trying to do is help the businesses is do a one-day forum where we're taking through the ropes of this is what you need to put together in order for your business to grow. I say the word grow and not scale. You have to grow first, and then you're able to scale. So that's what we're really excited about, what's coming up in June 6th. It's a part of the Connecticut Tech Week that we're doing in collaboration with Realist Labs. And we're really excited about it.
And where's that happening?
It'll be in Stanford. The venue's to be determined.
Okay.
But it's in planning right now.
But folks can go to the website and get details.
Please do.
And social. What do you have besides? You have Facebook, Instagram?
Yes.
Yes, so, we have Facebook, Instagram, as well as LinkedIn.
Okay, so 100 Black Men of Stanford will get you right to the local affiliate of the national network, and we'll have all the background information on these events. That's great. So now let's switch to STEMFest. And Michael, let's flip it back to you. I just need you to like talk right into the mic because we did lose a little bit of you, if you don't mind. Folks, just a little work in here on this historic first live broadcast from our new studio here at Connoisseur Media. Very exciting, working out some of the bugs. But I thank you guys for helping me with that too. Michael, let us know as you look back on last year, because I talk to Richard all the time, and I know it was like bonkers.
Yes.
Tell us about last year and how you're going to make this year even better.
Yeah, so STEMFest 2025 was an amazing event. We had over 115 students that were in attendance, about 6 workshops, as well as panel discussions for the parents, which is called STEM 101 for Parents, as well as keynote speakers that discuss AI and drones and how that is impactful for TV as well as sports media. Mm. This year, we're going to follow the same blueprint, but one of the things that we're adding this year is drone soccer, which is definitely a fun activity for the students. It allows the kids to participate in a soccer activity but utilizing drones, where they have 2 sets of teams and they allow the drones to fly and score a goal within the opposing team's goal. So it's one of those aspects, but one of the things which we're also doing is allowing the kids to work in teams to gain understanding of the different STEM disciplines, science, technology, engineering, math. We'll have various workshop leaders who will show kids how to utilize AI and programming. We'll also have kids learn chemistry through various exercises that they have there, as well as drones. They'll actually, last year, which was a key activity where the kids were able to operate drones in Stanford, but the drones were actually flying in California on opposite coast, which is amazing. The kids loved it. So we're trying to capture those same magic and award the students through the teamwork that they're doing. And it's just a very impactful event. Kids have the opportunity to present at the very end what they've learned through all of their different exercises. And they have an opportunity to just, you know, shine, you know, show the community their imagination and just, you know, build something as a team, as well as build something that could be something that could be utilized as a solution in the future.
So, Jesse, this success must have made you a proud president.
All of our events make me a proud president, first off. For me, this is also personal. I have a 30-year technical background as well. Started out as a programmer. And when I see all these new technologies and AI and drones, I'm like a kid at a candy store. I love this stuff. So,
I'm glad you mentioned that deep background, because my next question was going to be, who do you think really learned more, the kids or the parents? Because I bet you opened a lot of eyes of parents who, you know, maybe had a dim and distant idea that maybe their younger child could go into a STEM field. But I get a feeling from talking to Richard both before and after the event that a lot of them probably walked out the door at the end of the event thinking, man, my kid can do this.
I think there's 2 different learnings that happen. Right. From the kid's perspective, it's looking at it almost like a new toy, a new thing I can do. I can do something faster, better. I can compare with other kids, or I can find ways to make money doing these types of things. So it's a brand new learning for them. Mm-hmm. For parents, it's really about seeing the possibilities and understanding more about the interests of their kids. Right. So it's not necessarily they're learning technology, unless they're technologists themselves and they get, you know, find something great about that. But when they see their kids' faces light up, they realize, hey, this is something I need to cultivate even more. How can I do this? Where do I go? So those are the questions we always hear from the parents there.
Well, obviously, you all know that this program broadcasts to virtually all of Connecticut, all of Long Island. It pushes down into the Westchester and Metro New York markets. I imagine there are a number of 100 Black Men affiliates in our listening area, right?
Yeah, if you all those markets, we have chapters in each one of those markets. So I'm sure, hopefully, some of the other ones are listening to me right now.
Yeah. So how do people vie to become one of the 100 Black Men?
So number one, go to the website and express your interest. I'm sure there's a form that Michael can talk about that they can submit and say what their interest levels are with activity or volunteering or even becoming a member. So that's the very first step into vying to become a member of 100.
Michael, anything to add?
Yes. As Jesse mentioned, the form is the first way of going and inquiring about becoming a member. Once you submit the form, it will go to our membership committee, where the membership committee lead will reach out to the inquiry to find out more about that person, who, mm-hmm. what their interests are, and also to just like then set up an interview sometime later in the future.
Very good. Are there ways that you accept other support, volunteerism or donations to help underwrite the work that you do beyond the scope of the 100 folks in the spotlight?
Yes. So on our website, we have a sponsorship, a donation link. So when you go to 100bmos.com, you click on the link on the top right corner to donate, and that's one way of donation. We also have sponsorship for each of our events, such as STEMFest, where you go to 100bmos.com/STEMFest, and there's different tiers within the website that allow you to sponsor either as a platinum, silver, or gold sponsor, and that will allow the organization or the individual to then be able to be publicized and also get recognition for their sponsorship within the STEMFest event itself.
Great.
If I can follow on that,
yeah, please.
The 100 is purely voluntary. So we survive on donations, grants, volunteers. And that's how we're able to provide these types of programs. Like I said, we're purely voluntary and civic organization.
Excellent. Richard, we'll bring it back to you to wrap it up in the last minute or so that we have. Call out there and let folks know why they should consider, if not vying to become part of the organization proper, they should consider supporting it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I recently joined the organization maybe 2 years ago. And in those 2 years, you know, being around other members, being around people who, again, want to see you succeed as much as, you know, the next person in that organization, you find yourself around like-minded individuals who, again, gives you mentorship. There is opportunity to grow within the 100. I mean, this year, you know, with the help of, you know, everyone, I was able to become the vice president of programming, which, again, what that means to me is I'm able to now be more a part of the community, help grow certain programs, and just provide, you know, provide an opportunity for individuals, individuals around the state of Connecticut. One other thing is, even if you may not find yourself wanting to be part of the 100, even being a sponsorship or, you know, providing donations, you are then helping, you know, with the programs that we do provide for the for the community. You're helping by providing us the opportunity to give back. The STEMFest is 100% free. Everything that's happening in the STEMFest, from food, from all the vendors, a big part of what we wanted the STEMFest to do is not only be a place where kids can come in and learn, but know that there's different opportunities in the area that they can go to, that they can then access those resources for free. So there is a big part of that that I think that, you know, the 100, you know, we provide to the community as well.
Excellent. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Richard Celestin wrapping it up with his comments. So pleased also to have Jesse Baker, president, and Michael Forbes, co-chair and soon to be president of 100 Black Men of Stamford. You can go to 100bmos.com and enter the portal and get to the Stamford homepage and learn about all of the activities, all of the ways you can participate, all the ways you could donate, or maybe most importantly, how you can become one of the 100 Black Men of Stamford or one of the 100 Black Men of the organization serving your community. We thank you guys for joining us today for the first broadcast in person from the what I'm going to call the For the People podcast studio until we get a corporate sponsor, which could be as soon as tomorrow, admittedly. So thank you all for being part of the program and this historic first live broadcast from the studio, guys.
Thank you for having us, John.
Thank you for having us.